News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I'm joined now by Professor Siobhan Mullally, Director of the Irish Centre for Human Rights and UN Special Rapporteur for the Trafficking of Persons. Good morning to you, Siobhan. I don't know how much of you what you heard there of what myself and Shane were saying. First of all, can you bring any clarity to this issue that 80% of migrants are coming into Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, from Northern Ireland? It seems, when you scratch down into these figures, it appears to be some kind of a guesstimate, really.
Yes, good morning. Yes, well, that has been clarified, that there isn't, in fact, data on this, that it's based on information from those assessing protection applicants, but it's also been clarified that that isn't extracted and collated as such in that way. So it's an estimate, a perception, but we don't have hard data on that, because we don't have border checks, yeah, of course.
So we're deducing this, but it may in fact not be the case. The Rwanda situation in the UK, obviously Ireland is making moves to because of that court case last month that said the UK cannot be deemed a safe country, a safe third country anymore because of the Rwanda policy that they have. In human rights terms, do you believe that the UK is a safe third country now going forward at the moment for refugees and asylum seekers?
Well, just to clarify, that's not what the court said. I mean, the court judgment is about the processes in place in Ireland, and specifically the 2020 order and designation of the UK as a safe country. It's about the processes prior to removal, the need for procedural safeguards, and the decision by the court that the order given was unlawful as a matter of EU law. But it's about the procedures and processes and the rights-based analysis that needs to take place, and the kind of legislation that needs to be in place
okay.
in Ireland.
Okay, so forgive me, that's a misunderstanding on my part. So you're saying that it's not about the safe country,
it's about
how we...
misunderstanding.
Yeah, how
it's
we
how it's being
approach it. Yeah, well, and it is how it's being reported, so it's very interesting you say this. So it's how our procedures lead up to us sending migrants to the third country, that is the UK. Is that what you're saying?
That's the judgment of the court, is specifically about EU law. And the court specifically said that at the time the judgment was handed down, the safety of Rwanda bill, as it then was, wasn't in force. It now is, but as yet, transfers have not commenced. So they did indicate that is something that would need to be looked at in the future. And it is something that will arise. I mean, the UK's own Supreme Court in November found that the arrangement to transfer to Rwanda was unlawful as a matter of domestic and international law. And several additional courts have been opened in the UK to manage the litigation that will now begin challenging. And there are a number of cases. There are a number of cases already pending.
Maybe lastly, Professor, with regard to this kind of policy, the Rwanda policy in the UK, but Rishi Sunak, one of the other things he said yesterday was that he can foresee a time when other countries within the EU, or indeed the EU itself as a whole, would adopt similar policies, third country policies, where people are deported to somewhere else through a negotiated system. Is there a considerable concern among the human rights community that this is the direction of travel around migration now, even within the EU?
Yes, this is a very serious concern that other countries may follow. And it's the wrong conversation about migration and refugee protection. There are other ways of managing migration. We depend on migrant workers in many sectors. We need to have planned, safe migration. We can ensure refugee protection by expanding resettlement, family reunification, ensuring access to asylum. We don't need these kind of panicked responses, which are really a distraction.
Okay.
There are much better ways to manage migration, which can be hugely beneficial, as, of course, Irish people know, having migrated for years. And for those seeking protection, there are better, safer, more lawful and humane ways to ensure access to asylum and protection that benefit both asylum seekers, migrants and host communities. This is not the way to respond.
And look, thank you very much for speaking to us on all of that this morning. That is Professor Siobhan Mullally, Director of the Irish Centre for Human Rights and the UN Special Rapporteur for the Trafficking of Persons. I'm now joined by Matthew Paris, columnist with The Times and former Conservative MP. Good morning to you, Matthew. Your take on the current state of relations between the Irish and the UK government.
I think this is going to be difficult. I thought that Rishi Sunak's tone, a bit of a sort of screw you tone, was unfortunate. But what he was saying is inescapable. I think Ireland's position in this is difficult. I take from the interview you've just had that the law hasn't yet been settled, but when it comes to be settled in Ireland, I can't see how you can escape the conclusion that sending people to Britain who may then be sent on to Rwanda is not sending people to a safe country. And I also don't see how you can escape the conclusion that if the border with Northern Ireland is open, then it's an open border and people can pass it without being checked. So I think the Irish government is in a difficult position here, but I think the British government needs to tread fairly tactfully, because British-Irish relations are terrifically important.
Well, they are. And I was discussing that. I don't know if you heard myself and Shane discussing it. I think we are in a sticky wicket.
I did, yes.
And I think we are, in my view, we're being slightly naive here. I said I didn't think we had much leverage. Do you think that we have any leverage in this scenario?
I don't think you have much to bargain with. I think the only leverage is a British understanding that our relations with the Republic are immensely important. And I don't think we should be crowing about this in any way. You see, this is all rather good news for the British government, because the British government can now say, look, you know, the Rwanda policy is working already. They don't want to come here anymore. And they get here, they want to go to Ireland.
The irony of it is that last year, apparently, the figure that's been quoted is 78% of migrants came across the border. So there's really been no change, but that's been kind of lost in the mists and in the conversations and in the ether. Can I ask you, maybe lastly, Matthew, on this, you mentioned this is good for the UK government, and I absolutely see that. Can you see any likelihood of a change of heart from Rishi Sunak? I mean, my view would be is, if I was him, I would be saying what he is saying to some extent, perhaps not in the same terms, but if France won't, for example, take back migrants who come over the Calais crossing, why should the UK take back migrants who come over the Northern Ireland border? So can you see any likelihood that he might in some way soften his stance on this, or is that, in your view, very unlikely?
Absolutely,
given the politics.
Likelihood.
No likelihood.
No likelihood at all. You heard that from his tone. Shane makes the point that his political position is difficult, mm-hmm. and even his leadership may be under threat. That's going to make him more determined, not less.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for those insights. We do appreciate them this morning. That is Matthew Paris, our columnist with The Times and former Conservative MP.
Yeah, I always enjoy Matthew's analysis, I have to say. The voice of reason, always.
It doesn't change my view. I think we are in a sticky wicket, Shane.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's on the sticky wicket. There's no doubt about that. Immigration is a really tricky issue. I just still think countries have to work together if they're going to solve it.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.